Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Pick and Roll Show, where your sports talk goes hard in the paint or is wide open for the jumper. And now it's time to roll with Pick and Roll.
The days on the boulevard are lended. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract.
And me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr.
He's Pick, I'm Roll. You ready, Pick?
Let's roll.
What's going on, dude?
What's up, homie?
How's that sound? Is it too loud?
That's good.
All right.
Sounds good.
Sounds real good, right?
I think I need some Robitussin.
Just put some water in that Robitussin.
Some Mortussin.
Yeah, man. What's
some
going on?
Scissor. Chilling?
Yeah, you chilling.
Chilling like a villain, brother. You know how we do it.
Man, we've been getting, you know, a routine down now, apparently.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to.
We're on
schedule around your schedule, work around your schedule.
We're on CP. Well, you know what? My schedule's going to get a little bit better in May, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how mine's going to go.
Yeah, yours. You're going some changes.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on mine, so we'll figure it out.
Yeah, man. Can you believe it? In August, Pick and Roll will be 2 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But we still have like 20, 7 followers.
25 episodes.
Oh, we have 20. I was talking about 7 followers.
We have 30 followers and 16 downloads.
More episodes and followers now. We're coming up now.
We are coming up, man.
Yeah, man. So what's been going on?
You know what? Watching the playoffs, keeping up what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. Did you celebrate Earth Day?
No, I didn't.
No, Earth Day is April 22nd. My daughter Destiny's birthday.
Oh wow, that's cool! Happy birthday, Destiny! Happy birthday, Earth! Happy birthday, that's not really an Earth day, but I mean, that's not a birthday, but for
nobody
Earth,
really knows the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, the meaning behind
you
it.
Can't really know the. Well, I mean, nobody knows the birth of Earth. Like, you, how's that?
We totally don't.
It's like how many million years old?
How old are dinosaurs?
No, they're old. I mean, the Earth is way older
than dinosaurs.
There's a thing out there, a conspiracy that the Earth's been reborn like 7 times. Like the Matrix.
Yeah. Like the Matrix?
Like the Matrix, cuz.
The movie?
He was the one.
Neo?
Neo was the one.
It was kind of biblical, right? Matrix was kind of...
Zion. The thing is this, with Matrix, it was like, are we really living this reality? Or are we brains in a vat connected
right.
to a system that some machines have built to make us think that we're really in the real world when we're not? Because remember, right. there was the real world. Remember, Morpheus showed him the real. Welcome to the real hood and stuff. And then they would go back to the Matrix. The Matrix is like the regular world. And then the real was like Zion, where there was no anything.
Right.
The world was destroyed. So, that's been out there for a while. And that's kind of what it was based on. So,
right.
It's really good. One of my favorite series of all time.
Matrix?
Yeah.
Is it because of Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because
Keanu Reeves is not a good actor.
Right. But I think he was perfect for that role.
No, he was. He played a really good role. I mean, everybody did their job in there. Trinity. I forgot her real
Carrie-Anne
name.
Moss.
Carrie-Anne Moss. Yeah, she was really good in that as well. So it's good. So my favorite is the second one, Matrix Reloaded.
Really? What was your favorite part about that?
Oh, the highway scene was one of the best scenes, best chase scenes ever. I mean, he had a Cadillac Escalade and chasing the Cadillac STS. I mean, that was like, you know, black man's heaven right there in movies. So,
well, I heard they like constructed that freeway for that scene.
They might have. Yeah. I don't know. They may have. I'm not sure about that. But to me, it's one of the best scenes. I mean, because the Matrix, remember the Matrix is referenced in everything. Remember, right. There was a dance called the Matrix. Remember, people would be doing the dance and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, that kind of brought up a whole new genre of just thinking and stuff. That was the first time stuff has been done.
And the Milli Vanilli twins are pretty cool.
Yeah, the vampire ghosts, whatever.
They yeah, were. Whatever they were cool. doing.
And they
were...
talked to twins and yeah, they were pretty cool. Yeah, it was interesting.
But so. it was interesting to see Lawrence Fishburne. Because when I see him, all I think about is like Boys in the Hood stuff, and, oh, yeah. And then I see him in
Furious Styles,
yeah. And then I see him in The Matrix, and he's so polite and calm, and he doesn't use any. He uses short words.
He was calm in the.
No, I know, but when he but he's more. But I mean, he's portraying a black man in Compton, right? Is that where they're at?
Or yeah, but he was really.
But I mean, he's intelligent.
Yeah, he was a down brother though. So yeah, he wasn't one of the hood guys.
No. I know, but when you go to the Matrix, he's just like real chill, very chill.
You ever seen Hoodlum?
No.
When he portrayed Bumpy Johnson?
No.
Oh yeah, he was off the hook in that one. So you talk about a real nigga. He was.
I saw him in Cadence.
No, I've seen Cadence, but yeah, Hoodlum. He was Bumpy Johnson, which is an old school drug dealer in Harlem back in the day, which was. You seen American Gangster, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Denzel portrayed Bobby Johnson's bodyguard.
But I remember him in the Tina Turner story.
Oh yeah, he was off the hook in that one. Yeah,
No, he's a great actor. I love Lawrence Fishburne.
What's Love Got to Do With It?
Yeah. Oh, that's what it's called. Yeah.
What's Love Got to Do With It?
Yeah. Who played Tina Turner? Oh, Angela
Bassett. Oh yeah,
she's
love her.
She's great, Ooh. Man.
Love me some Angela Bassett back in the day.
She was in a. She came out in Boys in the Hood too, right? Wasn't that?
Yeah, she was. She was his her yeah. her wife. His yeah, wife. Yeah. She's been in that. She was Taye Diggs and what was the one when she went to Jamaica.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
No.
No.
Mr. Tibbs. No, that was Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
Still I Got a Groove Back.
Remember? How Still I Got a Groove
Angela
Back.
Got a Groove Back. Yeah. Up in Jamaica with Taye Diggs.
That scene in Boys in the Hood where her and Lawrence Fishburne are going at it at the table. She like puts him in his place. It's just too great. It was a great scene because it was funny, but real.
Well, they both had good points.
Yeah, they
I
did.
Mean, you know, it's. You
it's
know.
Like, I'm leaving now. Sit down. Yeah, I don't know. It's good. She's good. She's an American Horror Story.
They're both really good actors. So But yeah, you know, I don't know how we got to that from Earth Day.
Because we started talking about the Matrix, Lawrence Fishburne, but then, yeah, that's cool. But
yeah, Earth Day, April 22nd every year. Let's take care of our Earth.
Did you plant a tree or something? Or plant?
No, I recycle, though.
I recycle. I believe in recycling.
I need to get me a hybrid now since my drive to work is going to increase.
Yeah, I know, man.
About
might as well go 3,000, to SeaWorld when you get out of work.
That's true. I know, right? Man. So, but yeah, my daughter's birthday is the 22nd as well. She's 24.
Wow.
Destiny.
Happy birthday.
She's AKA. We already went through all that last time.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, so. She's very Afrocentric.
Yeah, she is. Happy birthday to my daughter, Destiny.
Happy birthday.
So with that, playoffs, right?
Yeah, NBA. We're still going playoffs, man.
So we got Spurs, Golden State, Cavs. Wizards in Toronto are making a little noise, too. We'll see what happens with that. But, I mean, Cavs are going to come out the East.
Yeah, anyway, that's what we were talking about, how the Cavs are going to come out of the East.
And Golden State's coming out the West, man. I mean,
yeah,
they're both teams are resting right now. They both need the rest. Durant's getting healthy. LeBron's getting rest. So Spurs, I mean, they play tonight, right?
Game six is tonight.
You going to the game?
No.
Okay. Oh, it's in Memphis.
No, bad. Yeah, it is in Memphis. Yeah, but yeah.
My bad. Uh-huh. And you know, Memphis is making it hard for those guys.
Well, I knew it was going to be a tough series for them just because it's Memphis. Memphis has always given us trouble.
Mike Conley.
Gasol, he's playing pretty well.
Zebo. No, Gasol is the beast.
He hit that damn game winner.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he does, though. And his brother can't check him.
But
Kyle can't check
him. Okay, so here's the thing. I have to complain about something.
Oh, God. Here we go. Spurs fan. Are you a Spurs fan?
I am a Spurs fan, but
are you a basketball fan now?
I've always been a basketball fan, but I've had my Spurs goggles on for a few years.
You had your Spurs goggles on for a long time.
They're not as those 61 wins. Don't advertise how good this team is. I don't think the team is San Antonio is not as good as the wins show. I don't know if they're as good as those 61 wins because,
well,
it's okay. So the best point was I saw an article where they were saying that Chris Paul, if he he's opting out, that he should come to San Antonio.
Mm.
And he and they said,
I would love that. Yeah, no, I would love that.
I know you would. And they were saying,
I'd be wearing Spurs every day.
So they were saying like, it's just Kawhi and a bunch of smoke and mirrors because LaMarcus isn't, I don't know what his deal is,
I told you what his deal was.
Too soft.
Last year. No, I don't think he's soft. He's just a one-trick pony. He's got a turnaround jumper. That's it.
And
he can't post up.
They're trying to make him play like Tim Duncan played. And he can't play like Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan's a transition. He's a transcendent, or what, I don't know what the word is.
So this is what I was saying. He's taking 13 shots a game. He's Ooh. LaMarcus.
Oh, that's 12, it?
That's it.
Yeah, he should take 20.
He does. But the problem is he gets the ball and you see him post up and he's just like, oh, what do I do?
Because he can't go left.
I know. He needs to just shoot the damn turnaround. Just shoot it.
But
fuck it.
But that's all he has. And then, so me knowing that as a defender, and if I'm Zebo or Gasol, guess what's going to happen? That's his only shot. So if I let him get that off, what's he going to do? He can't drive to the hole.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he can do.
It's a very eye-opening series, but it's been the coming out party of Kawhi Leonard for sure.
Kawhi's been out.
Oh, no, I mean, but he's blowing up in this series is what I'm trying to say.
He
blew up. He's
I feel like he's already.
Dude, he almost won that game for them on game four.
No, Kawhi's, like I said, to me, he's the second best player in the NBA.
We've already been there. Yeah, you're right. You said that.
No, I think he's been that for last, you know, at least the last year, maybe two.
So if they beat Memphis, if they beat them tonight, that's good. I mean, it might go seven. I have a feeling that it might. I hope it ends tonight. But they play Houston right after that, which I think they'll
beat the mess out of Houston. Yeah. I think Houston would be an easier game than.
But what about about your boy in the Clippers, man?
It's time to move on. They need to break up the three. Blake Griffin, they need to get rid of him. I mean, he's hurt. I mean, when he plays, he's okay, but he doesn't know how to work around Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan, so they need a wing. A true wing. Mm-hmm. Blake's not quite a wing. He's a post player. He's a power forward.
Right.
But they were talking about, you know, Paul George. They were talking about Carmelo. Both those guys can play the three, which will give, you know, they can play outside, which gives space, you know, spacing. And you keep J.J. Redick. So, I mean, I would love to see Paul George and the Clippers. But I like to see Chris Paul go somewhere else. I mean, I don't know. I mean, wherever he goes, he's going to be good. He's not going to go anywhere to anybody. Sorry. So.
Right.
And I know him and Carmelo are good friends. Him, Carmelo, Dwayne Wade, and
LeBron. The banana boat ride, we know.
The banana boat ride, you know. I don't think Carmelo was on that.
Yeah, he was. No, you're right.
He was the only one that was. He was the one that took the picture, I think.
So Dwayne Wade, LeBron, and Chris Paul were on the banana.
Yeah, but I think Carmelo took the picture.
That was a gay picture.
Yeah, it was pretty gay. I have to agree. I can say right now on podcast, live podcast, Roel, I am not getting on a banana boat with your ass.
No, I ain't getting on a banana boat either. I don't like the water.
I'm black. We're not trying to get back on any boats. You know what I'm saying? So we all know about boats.
What did she say on Scarface? She's like, I don't want to date anybody, especially one that came off the banana boat. And he gets all pissed off anyway. But I ain't about to get on a banana boat ride.
So we got a lot of injuries. I mean, Blake's hurt. Durant's hurt. Kerr is hurt. Dang, what I mean?
Steve Kerr's hurt. Yeah,
Steve Kerr's hurt. Tony Allen, Rondo. I mean, that changed all those series. It's funny that Tony Allen's hurt and they're still playing pretty good. I wonder how that would be if he is actually playing.
Yeah.
That'd be different, but.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas's sister
passed away.
Was she in a car accident, right?
Yeah, she was in a car accident. That's pretty rough.
And then you had the coach from Chicago complaining about Isaiah Thomas carrying and traveling, says he's unguardable.
Oh, Fred Hoiberg said that?
Yeah, Hoiberg said that. He was complaining about him. But Stephen A. Smith said something pretty funny. He was like, well, when y'all were in the first two games, he didn't say it to him, but he's like, well, they won the first two games. He never said a thing about it.
Right.
He's doing the same thing the first two games, and they won. Chicago won, so why didn't you complain then?
Right.
But now you lost these last two games, now you're going to complain. So.
Yeah, that's serious. Well, they've lost the last three now. Boston's up 3-2.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
but you weren't complaining about it the first two games.
Then, yeah.
Right. So, and then you got the Memphis coach, and he kind of like outburst and somehow.
Fizdale's a little bitch.
Check the data or something. Yeah, check the data. Take that for data. So I don't know what he's tripping off of. And
he told, what did he said after game five? He said that he hopes Manu Ginobili goes back to Argentina. And he's like, I don't mean it in that way. It's just because he's been killing me my whole career.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he coached in Miami. He was an assistant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then you had, Jimmy Butler and Marcus Smart almost got into it.
Dude, I don't like Marcus Smart. I don't think he's that good of a player, man.
He's a decent player. He's a good player. He just, But, you know, Jimmy Butler is from the hood, man. Jimmy Butler don't play.
So Where's Jimmy Butler from?
I'm not sure where he's from exactly, but...
Is he Kevin Garnett hood, wannabe hood, or is he, like, legit hood?
Kevin Garnett's from Chicago, man.
So yeah, but Kevin Garnett's a fake gangster, right? He's not real gangster?
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, really? Nah. So then...
When I mean, almost, what do you mean by fake gangster? What do you
well,
mean
because you know how, like, you know how he's always talking smack, and then he, like, runs away after the games, like what he told...
Who runs away? I've never seen him run away. Don't talk about my boy, man. I might swing on you.
And when he told Carmelo that Lala tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios or Layla or whatever, remember when he said that?
Oh, man, he just talking smack. I mean, that's basketball.
Well,
that's
but Melo cool. went after him, dude.
Melo's stupid for going after him. Why? It's talking smack.
Well, don't bring the wife in it.
Why are you getting mad? I'm just talking smack on the court.
Talk smack to me. Like he called.
He was talking smack to him.
But
on the court.
He started talking about his wife, though.
On the court, dude. On the field, a football field. But it, and none of that stuff means. Hey,
okay,
it's
so
just
then,
talk, smack
okay,
talk.
So then calling Charlie Villanueva a cancer patient.
I mean,
that's messed up.
That's messed up, but it's on the court. That stuff shouldn't even be like the stuff I say to you on the court. You shouldn't even tell nobody what I said. That shouldn't even be out in the public. That's between me and you. Talk smack back. or give me buckets and then I'll shut up. You know what I mean? But. That doesn't happen. So, you know, you got to shut a cat up by scoring points on him. So, you know, it's just funny. And then you had Paul George complaining about his team or something like that?
No, no. Paul George said,
"What did he say?
I'm the best player on my team. I should be taking the last shot."
And then he misses the last shot.
Then he misses the last shot.
Right. So, and then he had Westbrook.
Wait, hold on. Is Paul George overrated to you?
I think when he got hurt, it kind of.
He slowed him down?
It may be. Maybe. I don't think he's overrated. I think he's probably a top 15 player. He might be a top 10 player. He was at one point a top 5 player.
When he broke his leg.
Before he broke his leg, yeah. So I think Paul George is still really good. I mean, Indiana's terrible. He's all they got. I mean, who else is on there?
Monte Ellis.
Right. I mean, that's...
Monte Ellis isn't terrible.
No, but...
He can get you buckets.
That's the second best person on your team?
Jordan Hill... No, he's not there.
I'm saying you don't win a championship with that? No. So he needs to leave. If he went to the Clippers, I think that'd be a good move for him. Or if he went to New Orleans.
San Antonio, he can come over here.
Y'all have Kawhi. You don't need three.
That's true, but we do need something.
You need a point guard because Tony Parker's he's about done. He's playing good.
He's playing good this series.
But he's not no, the
he's,
future.
He's you know? Got one more year left in his contract. I think he's done
right,
after
he
that.
Right, he should be done. So, yeah.
So you're talking about Russell Westbrook.
Did you see what him and the reporter got into it when don't be trying to break us up. Break me and my teammates up. He was asking, the reporter was asking Stephen Adams a question about, mm-hmm. you know, when Westbrook goes out, why are y'all so sorry when he goes out? He's trying to get him to, you know, I don't know mm-hmm. what he's trying to get him to say, but Westbrook mm-hmm. cut him off was like, don't be trying to split us up, man. We're teammates. Don't, you know.
Wow.
He answered for him, so it was pretty cool. But it was good to see Westbrook, you know, step up for his
brother. You know, this year I think he grew on my, he got on my good side. For years, I didn't like him.
Because he's black.
No, not because he's black.
Keep it real.
I know. You know what?
Mean black face.
No, he looks like the leader from the Gremlins when he was mad.
He does look like Stripe, though.
you called him Stripe. Yeah.
But he makes, I mean.
No, he just, his decisions, his decision making.
What decision making?
Like, okay.
When Durant was there?
No. Okay, well, that's a different story. But sometimes I'm like.
Who else is he going to? They're terrible.
They are
without him.
They're terrible with him.
Right. And he's averaging a triple double.
But the team is a piece or they're a Kevin Durant away from being a finals contender.
Right, exactly. That's what they should have. Well, Ibaka too.
Ibaka got soft at the end though. Everybody was dunking on him.
He probably just I don't know.
He started shooting threes and he stopped being an inside presence and.
So let me ask you this. Are NBA players, are they crybabies, talking smack, or what? I mean,
I don't think they're crybabies.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't think so either.
Well, let's look at it this way. Why are they called crybabies? Because they complain about fouls?
Yeah, but I coach basketball, so we used to do that. I played, you know, sports as well. So we used to kind of like use that as leverage to help you get calls.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So especially as coaches, you know, hey, man, keep doing this. Look out for this. So
Right.
And it works. Actually, which is crazy.
Right. I think the difference in high school sports and college sports versus the NBA is he used, like Fizdale, for example, used the media to bitch about some calls. He got fined, but it certainly told the refs, okay, we need to call it this way more. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, I don't think NBA players are crybabies because, for one, they play 7 or 8 months out of the year.
it's 82 games.
It's 82 games, and they're traveling all over the country.
It's a lot of games.
And they got back-to-backs, and their bodies beat up, and they get paid good money to do it. But at the same time, people who complain that they're crybabies, why don't you go try to do their job for a month and see how you like it?
I would.
I would love to do it.
How much you gonna pay me?
But I mean, me at 35 versus me at 25 could handle that a lot better.
Yeah, I'll be fine. As long as I look at my bank account, check my app.
You're like, okay. Oh man, I got my hamstring hurts and my ankle hurts, but I got $400,000 in the bank. I'm okay.
Yeah, I'll be all right. Yeah, I can pay the doctor bill. I ain't worried about that. But no, I mean, some of them are, some of them aren't. You know, it's just like anything else. They're people, just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more for trying to get the calls and leverage the referees more than anything.
But it's like an NBA a top three player candidate is going to get, or an MVP candidate is going to get better calls than another person.
Than a new person, right? Than a rookie coming to the league. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you don't get the call, you kind of complain, and then the next time you go down the lane, guess what happens?
You get the call,
even if he didn't get fouled. So yeah. I mean, that's what LeBron does. I mean,
but it's
Jordan did it too.
But Bird. I've noticed that when refs mess up on one call, they'll come back and
they make it up.
They'll make it up.
It's always a makeup call. It's hilarious how they make the call. They're like,
it's like, oh, we gotta get that back. Wait a minute.
Yeah, they give it right back, which is hilarious. So they're like, okay, well, whatever.
And you know what I don't like. Where they announce that when they fuck up, and the next day they're like, "Oh yeah, that shouldn't have happened." Like, why do you even bring it up if that's the case? What's the point?
Well, you got to talk about it. I mean,
you know. But that just pisses fans off if a call's missed or makes a team upset. But you can't go
fans
back.
Fans don't know nothing anyway. I've been to Spurs games in the stands.
I'm saying NBA fans in general.
Well, yeah, just I've been to a bunch of games, but the fans don't know what the hell.
Oh, Spurs fans don't know. We don't know.
And that's not just Spurs fans. I've been to several. You know, pro games, and fans have no idea because they don't play.
Spurs fans are worse than Dallas Cowboy fans. No, dude, I'm in a group on Facebook. Oh my god, dude, they piss me off.
I don't know if I could say they're worse because these right Spurs fans have won 5 championships.
Exactly, they're spoiled.
Cowboys fans
haven't won anything.
Won anything, and they're still kind of
since Collins' balls were dropping.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. But speaking of NFL, the draft starts tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, you haven't really? So, a couple of little issues I kind of want to talk about, but nothing stupid serious.
Clinton Dix is going to be in the draft. No, he's already with the pack.
But actually, his alma mater, his Alabama alumnus, Reuben Foster, failed a drug test.
So, I saw that.
Yeah, he's like one of the number one running linebackers in the league or coming out. So I'm not sure how it's going to affect him. And then my OH homie, Gary Ann Connolly, has a rape case that, I mean, I was just looking at this. I was kind of upset. Like, dude, why would you put yourself in this situation? So, and this goes on both sides, like for women and, you know, professional players, you know, you have to avoid those situations at all times because, I mean, the story is basically he knew some girl and they ran into them at the hotel and in the elevator and, you know, it's 3 a.m.
Was it a no means no thing?
No, well, it's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And he invited her to his room and, you know, they're going to have sex with another couple.
Oh, shit.
And she was like, apparently the story is she said, no, I just want to watch them, right?
Yeah.
In order to not have sex with him. So, it just seems fishy. He's denying everything. Of course, she's saying it's true. He raped her or whatever. He's saying it didn't. But for you to try to not have sex with somebody, but you'd rather watch other people have sex?
That's weird.
That doesn't make sense to
me. That doesn't make sense.
How about just not going to his room at all at 3 a.m?
Right.
Mike Tyson type stuff. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Why would you show up at Mike Tyson's, you know, home at hotel at 2 or 3 a.m?
So did Mike Tyson really rape that chick?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Nobody ever really knows these answers to these situations.
Except that we do know that OJ did it.
No, OJ did not do it. Somebody else did that. But I don't know. But I mean, you never know the answer to these things. It's always, you know, he said between, you know, he said, she said. So, and, I tend to believe the woman depending on the situation.
Like the Kobe Bryant no means no.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, like I said, I start off believing the woman.
Yeah.
Until I hear the details of the situation. I mean, you go into his room at 2 or 3 a.m. What do you expect a man wants to do at 2 or 3 a.m. with a beautiful woman?
Besides have a shot?
He wants to have sex.
Right.
And if you don't think that's what he wants, then.
Yeah.
If you don't think that's what he wants, then you're naive or you're stupid. So, I mean, why would you go to somebody? Mike Tyson, of all people. Like, I don't want to go to Mike Tyson's room at 2 or 3 in the morning.
I don't even want to go with him at 6 o'clock.
Right. So, I mean, you go into this NFL prospect's room at 3 in the morning to watch a couple have sex. I mean, what do you think he wants to do? Like, you know what I'm saying? So you're putting yourself in a situation where, you know, well, I didn't know. Well, then you just don't need to be out, because that's just super naive mm-hmm. of a woman to do that. So, you know, I have a daughter, so I would hope she wouldn't put herself in that situation.
Yeah, I would not want that to happen.
You were doing what? You wanted to watch a couple have sex. And why would you do that? I mean, so, you know, then you have players that are, you know, especially NFL players, are kind of aggressive. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And we've seen that throughout history where, you know, NFL players have put their hands on, you know, domestic. We've seen a lot of domestic violence. We've seen a lot of murders. You know, Aaron Hernandez, you know what I'm saying? Ray Rice.
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis. I mean, there's stuff out there. He didn't get convicted of anything, but, you know, supposedly they were his friends that did that. But we've seen multiple. Ray Carruth, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I forgot about Ray Carruth.
Remember Jason Williams, the NBA player? You know what I mean? There's been a lot of stuff that, not to have anything to do with a woman, but just, you know, they're physically aggressive. So
what was Jason Williams doing? He said he was twirling his shotgun and it went off.
Cleaning his shotgun or something. I think it went off and they killed the guy. They wanted to kill the guy. It was an accident. But they had to say something, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. Just stuff like that. I mean, you know, the woman putting herself in a bad situation, and then men putting themselves in a bad situation where things can go wrong. So you just gotta watch yourself. I mean, you gotta watch yourself on both sides. I mean, you know, there's always gonna be people out there to get you.
I agree, man.
Especially if you're rich and famous. I mean, you got the setup. You know what I mean? There's people out there to set you up. Especially if you're rich and famous.
He was about to get make a lot of money and get famous.
He's a first round pick. Now he's going to be maybe second, third round. But I've read some reports that my buddy Fred has been sending me that shows that NFL teams tend to believe in his story because he had the best interview out of any of the prospects at the draft. So he's been a good guy. I've heard a lot about him since he's been coming up. He's a good guy.
Is he a top 10 pick, or what did you say?
He's a first round pick.
He's a first rounder.
Yeah. So we'll see. You know, hopefully it works out for him. You know.
So this whole Aaron Hernandez thing, he killed himself, apparently.
Yeah, apparent suicide. I guess he had a
lover?
Gay lover? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I haven't, you know, experienced jail like that, but I guess that stuff happens.
So he killed the dude, Odin Lloyd.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he got off on those other two murders or something like that.
Right.
From before that, but I mean, this dude is just involved in a lot of murders.
This guy, like, what was it? Like, he just was troubled.
He has to have mental issues because he showed no remorse. I mean, you see his face in the trials. I mean, he showed no remorse in anything. I mean, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
He didn't look like, oh, I'm sorry. He looked like he didn't think he did anything wrong.
There was a...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Like people were analyzing him during this last trial that he was like laughing and
that's what I'm saying,
like, you know, hugging his lawyers and
psychopath, man. Yeah. When you don't think you're doing anything wrong. So where it brings me to, like, you know, is it mental issues? You know, like the guy in Cleveland that shot the old guy.
Yeah, that was weird, dude. That was
beyond weird. I mean, that was
crazy, dude.
I mean,
poor man was just minding his own business,
walking down the street. Like, this guy was a grandfather. Like, he's chilling. He's like 80 or 70 or something. Like, why would you kill that guy? He's done nothing to you. And you're mad at your girlfriend because she broke up with you because you're a lame ass. You know what I mean? So, but is that's mental health? Like, he can't can't deal with stress. So the only way for you to deal with stress is to do something stupid rather than just suck it up and be a man or woman and just, you know.
And he was stupid.
Yeah. Which then he ended up murdering himself once they found him. And they're like, well, so you committed suicide. Now, does he have kids? And how are his kids going to be now? So for me, you know, you're selfish because you killed yourself. First you killed a guy. Now you killed yourself. Now your kids are suffering and your family is suffering because of you doing these stupid things. When you could have just said, you know what, I'm broke. I spent the money at the casino. Let me just start over.
Is that what is the reason?
It was something like that. Yeah, he spent all his money at the casino and his girl left him or something. Okay, well, you can find another girl. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? You can get a job. You can, right. You know, whatever. So if you got to hustle, do what you got to do. But don't kill somebody, then kill yourself. I mean, that's selfish to me.
That is very selfish. And yeah. I think that...
And you won't get life insurance either if you kill yourself.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. Some.
According to what Massachusetts law, Aaron Hernandez killing himself gives the money to his daughter or something like that.
Yeah, I think you can. And that's after just, a certain time. I think suicide does.
Yeah.
Work for you. In certain life insurance policies, I guess.
But why would you leave that behind? I mean, I get it. He's in prison for life, but that doesn't mean you have to.
Should have thought about that
before you killed old
right,
Lloyd.
Right. Like, did you think you were going to get away with it?
Right. I was watching like a documentary about that, and the last text message he sent was to like his sister saying, "Hey, I'm with this guy. You know who I'm with." And she said, "He texts like NFL, just so you know," or something like that. That's all he said.
He said what?
He texted his sister because he left like at 10 o'clock that night or 9 o'clock.
What did he text her?
He texted his sister, "Hey, I left." She's like, "He's like, hey, I left. I'm with NFL, just so you know."
NFL.
He did because he was with them. He knew something was up.
What's NFL stuff?
He was saying Aaron Hernandez. Like he.
Oh, dude was saying that.
Yeah.
Odin was saying that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. That's some creepy stuff with Aaron Hernandez, dude.
Yeah. I mean, is it mental issues, or is he just stupid? Or is it really mental issues? Because there's a lot of people here in this country that have mental issues that have not been diagnosed that, you know, we don't know they have them.
Like O.J. Simpson. I'm kidding.
I just don't think we know, like, you don't know what somebody's made of until they're at rock bottom, you know what I mean? To see how they're going to handle pressure and adversity and stuff.
Right,
so,
right.
I've seen a lot of people who are used to getting their way, not get their way, and then they can't handle it.
Millennials.
No, not millennials, just people in general. And they can't handle it because they're not used to being, you know, me being a black man, I'm used to being at the bottom. So for me to be struggling is like normal for me. You know what I mean? To go through adversity and stuff. To go through adversity, I mean, that's for being black in America, that's normal. You know, we've been at the bottom for a long time. So for us to have to go through struggle and do things, I mean, that's normal for me. But everybody's not used to that. So when they hit rock bottom, they can't handle it and then they just crack up.
Yeah.
Because they're not used to that. So I don't know, man. And then the mental issues kick in where like, you don't know what to do. So I don't know.
And then pharmaceutical drugs come in.
Drugs come in.
And pharmacies want to sell their medications so they can make the money.
Yeah.
Government makes the money. It's all genocide.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not genocide, but I mean, it's money for sure. I mean, you talk about the biggest drug dealers in the world are the pharmaceutical companies. So, you know, they're making money. You know, I watched my dad take 50 pills a day.
Wow.
You know, so I know they're making money because we're paying for them. So,
yep.
But yeah, man, you know, it's kind of crazy. So,
I don't know, man, it is.
Mental health issues. So.
Yep.
But at least like, it's not like chocolate milk, like dude called Serena Williams baby, which is stupid. Like, what is wrong with these people?
So the Romanian tennis player?
Yeah. I can't pronounce his name. Something Nastasi or something like that. He's Romanian. Yeah. Of course, he hasn't been in the media for decades.
So he needed attention.
So he needed some kind of attention. So he calls Serena Williams baby. Says the baby's going to look like chocolate milk or something stupid. Why would you say that?
Why would you?
Because her husband's, her baby daddy, your husband is white? Like. But why would you say that about?
Oh, Serena's husband's white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the co-founder of Reddit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, I never knew that.
That's her boo thing.
her boo thing.
So yeah, she of course she's gonna marry somebody that has some money or be with somebody.
But she's already got her own.
True, but she's not gonna marry some broke dude.
Right. I mean, wasn't she dating 50 Cent
for a minute? I hope not. I don't like that.
That's too.
Yeah.
Serena's here and 50. I mean, 50's cool, but
I feel like Serena's really good.
She'd be dating somebody else,
like Denzel type cat. You know what I mean? Somebody that's.
Or like Chris Humphries.
No, hell no.
Richard Jefferson.
No.
I'm kidding. I always thought she would have been with like an NBA player or something.
I don't know. She's from Cali. She's
SoCal?
I'm not sure what part of Cali, but she seems pretty diverse in the things that she does,
Yeah.
But she's like probably not even just the greatest tennis player, with female tennis player. Might be the greatest tennis player of all time.
Very
she's probably
close.
One of the greatest female athletes ever. And you're going to sit here, not that means anything, but why are you going to call her baby, say her baby's like chocolate milk?
That's racist. That?
Yeah, I mean, that's racist. That's cold. It's cold for racism.
That's just ignorant.
It's ignorant. So, he had to put his, I guess he needed some attention or something, so. Why not talk about Serena Williams' baby? Because since nobody's talking about me, let me bring that up. So almond milk or
almond.
Something. Yeah, I don't know.
Because you're kind of like
I'm not chocolate like Serena. I'm more like I'm more caramel.
Caramel. Like yeah. Caramel I was gonna say caramel.
Caramel. So I'm more like almond milk.
Almond milk.
You know what I mean? I'm more like a smoothie.
Yeah.
From Smoothie King. My favorite spot.
Yeah, shout out to Smoothie King. You're over here.
My favorite spot. So, but yeah, man, just people say stupid things. And speaking of people saying stupid things, what do you think about your president?
I didn't vote for him. I cannot call him.
He's still
him
your
that.
President.
He's a piece of shit. That's the nicest way I can say.
Oh, security. We're going to have the CIA up in here. Actually, the CIA don't like him either. So.
Well, neither does the FBI. I don't think anybody likes him.
I don't think any
him.
Intelligence agencies like this guy. So, but we did drop a massive ordnance air blast, a MOAB, which was the largest
in Syria,
it was a Syria, yeah, largest non-nuclear weapon ever used.
Wow.
So that was ridiculously big, which is crazy. I watched the footage on it. It was pretty amazing how they blasted it. Was it the airfield?
I think it was the airfield.
Yeah, but what's funny is it's back up and running already.
Really?
Like a week later. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, after that blast. So, it's operational.
So what's he trying to accomplish?
I think they're just flexing, man.
They're flexing their muscles?
I guess. Syria was using those chemical weapons.
So he says.
No, they were, but... I mean, they've been using weapons for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe not chemical, but I mean, if I die from chemical weapons and I die from a blast, I mean, help me regardless. Shoot.
Yeah.
Why now? So.
So they're trying to send a message to like North Korea and.
North Korea had their own little testing that failed. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. So North Korea did a little flexing as well. But China has them by the balls, basically. So as long as we stay good with China, we should be good with North Korea, because China will keep them under wraps. So because they're right next to each other. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like they're just flexing. Everybody's just flexing to say, hey, we can do this, we can do that. And, so our weapons actually work. I think North Korea had a failed weapons test, but that just makes them work harder. So I don't know.
I don't know what to make of all this, and it actually kind of it's kind of scary because I think we're probably going to be going to war.
It feels like it.
It feels like we're going to war.
It does feel like it. And war makes money. So, and this economy needs money, and I feel like that's what's going to happen. Whether we want it or not, I feel like we're going to go to war at some point in time in the next
years. Let's talk a lot about the smoke and mirrors that Trump's been doing. For a minute.
Okay.
So when the Russian allegations came about, he talks about how Obama was wiretapping his phones. And then when the Muslim immigration or his immigration ban, it fails, he starts saying, well, Obama wanted to do the same similar ban. So it's like every time, and he's tweeting all this.
Why is he? Why is our president tweeting?
Yeah. And then he says he wants to end negotiations with NAFTA, or he wants to end the whole thing. Yeah, he wants to end something with NAFTA.
With Mexico and Canada?
Yes. He started talking shit about Canada.
Mexico's going to be a... I feel like Mexico's going to be a really big player in the next 20 years.
I agree.
As far as that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. It still amazes me that people still think he's doing a good job.
Well,
some people.
Yeah, I would say it's some Republicans that aren't feeling him, man. I was watching some senator or congressman on a news channel, and he was... So there's a vote coming up. Actually, what's today? Wednesday? No, today's Thursday.
Yeah.
Actually, tomorrow, there's a vote for government funding of our infrastructure, like our roads and all that stuff and some other stuff. Mm-hmm. And that vote... It's supposed to be tomorrow, and the congressman or senator was actually complaining. He's a Republican. He was actually complaining about, you know, how last second they do things. He's been there for the last 6 years. He said, we do everything last second. And then when we do things last second, we end up with a bad deal. He said, it was happening for 6 years. And then the reporter asked him, well, isn't the president's Republican? The House is Republican. The Senate's Republican. So how are things not getting done in time? You know, so it's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He was a Republican. He was complaining about it. He was just like, you know, so I feel like there's some division between the ultra conservatives and the moderate conservatives. I feel like there's a division there.
Mm-hmm.
That really the Democrats need to exploit, or even, you know, the independents. If they want to win this next election in three years or whatever.
So, yeah, and then they got to try to win the Senate next year.
Right. So, I mean, it's kind of weird that one party controls all these things and they still can't get shit done. I mean, in a timely manner. So it's like, well, what the hell are y'all doing? I thought black people were people that just take forever. So I guess it's Republicans too.
It's
RP time.
It's, you know, the Republicans, man, and especially the people that are the conservatives that support them, they think that they're doing things right. And I don't see anything going on that's beneficiary to anybody here, to the citizens of the country. And in his first 100 days have been like a total disaster. He hasn't even fulfilled any of his promises. ISIS will be done in 30 days. Bitch, they're still not done. Your healthcare reform was shit.
Yeah. Well, then think about how many times he's golfed?
Dude.
Remember he's complaining about Obama golfing?
Yeah. He's already
he's golfed like three times more than Obama has in 100 days.
They were talking about vacations. This guy goes on vacations every weekend.
How much is that? How much does that cost us?
Dude, he's already, I don't know how much the money was, but Obama.
It's millions.
Right. They calculated Obama's like in 8 years versus Trump's in like a month. And he's on pace to like shatter that.
Oh, yeah. It's funny that how he complained about everything Obama did, and then he's doing three times worse as far in the same things that he complained about. Like, if you're going to complain about stuff, then how about not doing those things?
It's pretty bad, man. I just...
Why not? Just don't go golfing.
Yeah.
Just chill. I mean,
try to run the country. Do something.
Run the country like you were complaining about before. So, I mean, you know, I don't know, man.
He's a piece of shit, dude. I don't like him. I don't care for him. Yeah.
Well, speaking of pieces of shit...
Anybody who voted for him is stupid. I'm just going to say that. I have to say that.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to say they're stupid because some people voted because it was their party. And they were just trying to keep their party in. But I don't think they knew exactly like this stuff was going to happen. Because like I said, there's division in their party. So it's like split 50-50. But like I said, speaking of pieces of shit, let's move on to like Bill O'Reilly.
You got me all hot, man, right now. You're talking about Bill O'Reilly? That guy's the biggest piece of shit of them all,
He is. You see, he got fired from Fox.
Yeah, thank God we got rid of Bill O'Reilly.
Sex allegations. Hey, did you hear? He's called. There's a black woman that worked there, and he used to call her hot chocolate.
Wow.
Right. I used to be like, wow. I guess she was cute, but
wow,
it's kind of crazy that a black person even worked for Fox. Well, come to find out, she was temporary, so she really didn't work for him. She was a temp. So
I fucking hate Fox News.
Yeah,
propaganda. Their spin bullshit is
very. It's like transparent.
So, my god,
yeah, it's pretty bad. You know, and it's not saying that even CNN's is too sometimes, but it just seems like Fox is just more transparent. But That's why I tend not to watch, though. I watch them, you know, knowing in the back of my mind, I'm just reading, I'm sifting through the BS. And I do that with every, you know, whether it's CNN or MSNBC as well, so.
But Bill O'Reilly's been around for a long time, and the guy is stupid. He has done so many things that I've just been like.
He tries to make, I mean, I've seen him make people of color look bad, just purposely. And, you know, I've seen an episode with, he had Cameron and Dame Dash on there one time. I was
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
No, but I heard him talking shit about Cameron to Jon Stewart, and Jon Stewart, like.
Back, yeah, Jon Stewart's cool.
He's like, so where were you when, when, who was it? Bob Dylan was at the White House a long time ago, or about the whole, he wrote a song about the hurricane, or, you know. Backing, supporting somebody's murder or some shit like that.
Yeah. I mean, you know. They're spin doctors. Their job is to create propaganda and start and stir shit and make people think, the people that, that follow them think a certain way. Mm-hmm. And they do a very good job of that. I mean, they're very good at that. Obviously. I mean, Trump won the presidency. So they're very good at spinning the truth and, you know, putting out propaganda to make people think a certain way. And it works. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they're very good at it. So, you know...
I'm just glad that he's not on TV anymore, although he's probably going to be find some other outlet.
Oh, they'll get he might pick up a job, but they'll replace him with somebody else that's just as bad, you know, Sean Hannity or whoever else is there.
Yeah, Sean Hannity's an idiot too.
Yeah, I mean, they're all, I mean, you know, they're all right there.
But nobody's worse than Tommy Lahren.
Well, she's not even there anymore.
I know the Blaze, she got fired.
Yeah,
what's
she
his
got
name?
Fired too. So
what's his name? What's the guy's name that runs it? He's another bigot.
I can't remember. But yeah, they're all, I mean, you know.
Not Rush Limbaugh. I forget his name.
Yeah, I mean, just like, you name those guys, like, come on. These guys, these names are just crazy. Like, they're just outright just.
Some white supremacist supportive of KKK.
It feels like it.
It does feel like it.
And then imagine if you had a black or Hispanic person that spoke as strongly as they do. You know, they trip off Black Lives Matter. I mean, that's not even that bad. You know what I mean? Like. You know, it's not like Black Lives Matter is preaching hate. They're just saying, hey, what about us? You know what I mean? It's not saying that no other lives matter, but no.
Yeah. What was it that she told? Because I love listening to that debate that she had with Trevor Noah. She talked about about Black Lives Matter is compared to the KKK, but it doesn't exist. He's like, wait, you're telling me that the KKK doesn't exist anymore? Like he said,
right.
And like everyone, like he just like owned her throughout the whole debate.
She's
man.
Stupid, but she believes that shit though.
Yeah,
like wholeheartedly. You can
she's
see it
like,
in her eyes.
They're killing cops because they're doing this whole Black Lives Matter movement. It's not a movement. It was a protest.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. That's right.
There's nobody's looting and damaging stuff. They're just they're marching.
No, you push people down for so long. Eventually, you know, they're gonna push back. And that's basically what's happening. So they may not push back the right way.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe in killing police officers. That's really stupid.
Okay, go. Yeah, so I mean, it is what it is, but it's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, some people are stupid, man. You know, just blinded by, you know, they don't care about anybody but themselves, you know. So it's like you're blinded by your own, I don't know, greed or self-interest, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. You know, it's like, just be sympathetic or empathetic to other people.
But Bill O'Reilly is not a sympathetic dude, and neither is Fox News, and.
No.
At least that's the way I feel about it.
Well, that's not their job. Their job is to put a different spin on things in order to get their agenda out, so. You know, that's their job. And like I said, they do a really good job of that.
Yeah.
So, a goal accomplished for them, you know. So.
Yeah. No more of this hashtag make America great again bullshit. So, anyway. Oh, man. So, I mean, this is our everyday life.
I know.
And speaking of life.
Let's talk about death.
Why do you want to talk about death, man? My daughter's like right there.
Let's talk about the walking death.
Oh, the walking dead.
Walking dead.
That was a good. We're all caught up.
Are y'all caught up? You see the finale, right?
Yeah. Your girl Sasha went down.
So what do you think's going to happen?
Rick's going to kill the, I was going to say the governor, but he's going to kill Negan.
The governor? You'll kill that Negan?
He's going to kill that Negan.
This Negan.
Dude, but I... Dude, Jeffrey Dean Morgan is an amazing actor. He's great for that role.
Yeah, he's pretty good. They picked the right person for that role.
Yeah.
I mean, he's affordable and he's good enough.
But you know what, Ollie? The other day, was it, you know what, Chuck? It was yesterday. I had the song, I'm on Easy Street. No, 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 no. It's okay. I had that song in my head the whole time about the Easy Street and freaking from when the guard was feeding everybody the food and he's playing that stupid song. I had that song in my head all day yesterday.
Easy Street. Is that from like the Sesame 80s? Street?
I don't know if it's on from Sesame from? Street.
I need to Shazam that. Yeah, see where yeah. That came from. So
yeah, it fits the whole thing perfectly.
Yeah, it does.
Sure, but I think it's next season's gonna be good, man.
It's gonna be real good, I think. This season was kind of slow. It built up slow, but then it ended up like fast.
Yeah,
it like ended real fast. It seemed like it, but
so Rick was ready to kill Eugene.
Yeah,
he had to. He wanted to end
because Eugene knows too much
about him and everyone else.
Well, him, and he knows how to make bullets. I mean, he knows like a lot of logistical things that could help them out. So,
but he's playing both sides.
I think Eugene has a plan. Actually, I think he's gonna turn.
He's gonna turn on Rick.
Yeah, no,
on Negan.
Yeah,
I think
he's gonna do something that's smart because he's thinking. I'm just not sure what the hell he's thinking, but
right.
But I feel like he'll turn on the Negan and them Negans.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man, I think we hit about a little bit of everything.
We
man.
Did, man. We crushed it.
We did
in the short amount of time.
Yeah, man.
So you say Chris Paul is going to leave the Clippers?
I mean, if I'm at Clippers, if I'm Doc Rivers, I'm not letting him leave because you need a point guard. More than you need anything.
So Blake Griffin will probably be gone.
I would get rid of Blake Griffin. I would keep DeAndre Jordan. I would keep JJ Redick. And I would get like a Paul George. I would trade Blake Griffin for Paul George.
Everybody wins.
Or Carmelo.
Yeah. She's stuck at the end. My daughter is saying something stuck. Oh, so the Jazz. What do you think of the Jazz? You like the Jazz? No, you don't like the Jazz.
No, they're fine. But, I mean,
they're going to beat the Clippers.
But are they going to win the West?
No.
No. So why are we even talking about that?
I'm just saying because they got potential.
No, they have for sure. They got, you know, potential for the future. But, I mean, they're not going to win the West anytime
in the next
5 years. So.
But we'll see how they're not going to beat Golden State.
They're not better than Golden State. They're not better than San Antonio. They're not better than Houston. So.
But Houston sucks.
Yeah, but they're not better than Houston.
Houston sucks.
Yeah, I know you want to say that.
Yeah. Houston sucks.
You hear that, Colin? Houston
yeah,
sucks.
The Rockets suck. Overrated. D'Antoni's a terrible coach. There's nothing.
He's not a terrible coach.
He's an average coach.
He's
like
an average
I think
coach.
Doc Rivers is the second best coach in the NBA, behind Pop. Or Spoelstra is pretty good too.
Brad Stevens is.
Oh,
pretty
Brad
good,
Stevens
man.
Is really good.
I mean, I'll put him up there.
The guy for the coach for the Sixers, he did pretty good this year. I mean, they still suck, but.
I wouldn't put him as like,
no. He's not a top coach, but he's improving that team.
Where's your boy at? He's played coach for Chicago. Where's he at now? Milwaukee? No, is Who? Jason Kidd still Milwaukee?
Yeah, he is. You don't hear about him anymore because it's Milwaukee.
But they don't say his name at all.
No, they don't.
I was like, is he still coaching?
The guy that coached the Bulls before Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah,
Tibbs.
Where's he at?
Minnesota.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, I thought he was a really good coach, actually.
What about Jeff Hornacek?
Where's he at?
Hit the Knicks.
Oh, hell no. Anybody coach for the Knicks is an idiot.
Anybody who works for the Knicks is an idiot.
Basically, yeah. So
James Dolan, you ruined that franchise.
I hope Carmelo gets out of there.
I hope. And they're never going to fire Phil because that's stupid. I mean, they're stupid for hiring.
He needs to be fired, too, with his stupid ass. Him and his posse.
And Isaiah sucked over there, too, in New York.
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago, but still.
Lenny Wilkins, Larry Brown. Like, I think that it's because of Dolan they suck.
Well, it starts from the top.
Checkets was a much better GM or president of the franchise before Dolan took over.
With anything, most things like that start from the top. So if your owners and the GMs are dumbasses, then, you know, it kind of trickles down to the rest of the organization, and you know the rest of the organization sucks too,
right?
You know, so that's right, Amelia. Yeah, Nick suck, right? Get a little baby arm in there. Yeah. Uncle Chuck is hungry.
All right. Well, I think we covered everything, man.
Yeah, we did.
All right. So social media, Twitter and Instagram at Pick and Row Show, Facebook.com/Pick and Row Show. We are got our hands tied right now. And email us at pickandrowshow@gmail.com. We haven't done a Periscope in a minute.
I know, we should do that.
Next time?
Yeah, we should do it next time.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, this for Pick and Row and Amelia, we are Pick and Row and Amelia.
Peace.
Say bye.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste the time with. Guilty pleasure, take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I'll probably do that just sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranha see a nigga getting common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trendsetter, I know, my shit's cold. Hand center, baby, cause I ain't so bold.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.